237 years after our founding fathers signed the Declaration of Independence in Philadelphia, we live under a regime which is heading toward a one-party dictatorship, and which will become a one-party dictatorship in the year 2014, when the last of the hapless conservative Republicans will be chased out of Congress, and the Democrats will seize total control forever. This dictatorship clearly calls for the forced physical, social, cultural, and biological admixture of white Americans with the Negroid, Mongoloid, and Mestizo races. The ruling elite intend to achieve racial harmony by deliberately altering the racial and ethnic demographics of America and eliminating the Caucasian race through interracial marriage, or at least interracial sex, to produce a new, hybridized, raceless, classless, brown American. Everywhere we turn, in product advertisements and television dramas and situation comedies, in Hollywood movies, and indeed throughout all the mass entertainment and news media, non-whites are placed at center stage in our society. Nigger athletes and gangster rappers are held up as role models for white youngsters. All the while, white males are portrayed as fools like Al Bundy and nauseating cartoon caricatures such as Beavis and Butthead or Homer Simpson. And in the world of political correctness, one media image always predominates over all others. The racially mixed couple. We are bombarded with it to the point where most white people have now accepted that the destruction of their race is imminent. Now, the rot began noticeably to set in back in 1933 with the election of Franklin Delano Roosevelt and the elevation of his wife Eleanor, an unspeakable lesbian hag, to the position of First Lady. Since that time, American society and government have grown into one gigantic cesspool of moral putrefaction. White working Americans are paying for it all. In cash, in the wasted lives and empty futures our children face, and in the mongrel babies that our airheaded Kelly Bundy-type daughters are producing because they have been so cruelly and viciously deceived into betraying their race and their heritage. Who are the authors of the left liberal agenda, and whose are the guiding hands which implement the plan? Who's behind this program to destroy all standards of decency and racial self-respect, to propel young white girls who are ashamed of being white into the beds of non-whites? Who exactly is it who wants to breed a new race of mongrels? The answer is simple. It is the Jews. We can no more honestly discuss race mixing and cultural poisoning without speaking of the Jews than one can discuss disease without mentioning germs. Today, the melting pot has become a festering trash heap. We allow those infamous lines written by the Jewess Emma Lazarus about giving us the world's wretched refuse to be written on the Statue of Liberty, and that's what we've gotten in spades. Mexicans, Puerto Ricans, Haitians, Mestizo Cubans, Hispanics of every stripe, Filipinos, Russian Jews, Chinese, Japanese, Koreans, Cambodians, Laotian Montagnards, Ethiopians, Somalis, Arabs and Muslims of every Middle Eastern backwater. All are pouring across our borders unchecked and spilling off every airplane that lands and every ship that docks in this country. For all practical purposes, there is no immigration control of any kind in the United States. They're taking our jobs, our hospital beds, our welfare dollars, our medical and social services, our schools, and our daughters. They fill our prisons. They sell drugs to our children. They transmit AIDS and Ebola virus and West Nile and dengue fever and other infectious diseases. They depress wages by supplying an endless source of cheap labor. In many parts of this country, they have forced their native languages on the rest of us rather than learning to speak English as white immigrants did in the past. The Democrats are now well on their way toward giving them amnesty, which means that they will at long last swamp and overrun the voter rolls and ensure Democrat rule in a one-party state for the next century, although there's no way the United States will ever last that long. And then there are the Jews, those wonderful, cute little fiddlers on the roof. Wherever there is organized degeneracy and corruption, wherever the Christian religion is insulted, ridiculed, and vilified, wherever the white woman is cheapened into a sex object and her role as wife and mother is mocked and degraded, wherever our daughters and our sisters are depicted in the arms of non-whites, wherever sex is commercialized and twisted into the loathsome perversions of homosexuality, sadomasochism, feminism, transvestism, pedophilia, wherever the white male and the Western civilization he created are abused, reviled, and subverted, there you will find the influence of the Jew. Always the Jew. Who created communism, one of the crucial foundation blocks of today's New World Order? The Jews, Karl Marx, Friedrich Engels, Karl Liebknecht, Victor Berger, Max Eastman, Daniel De Leon, Lev Bronstein, otherwise known as Leon Trotsky, with his armies of Jewish commissars. Marxism has been an offshoot of Judaism from day one. Who financed the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia? Jewish capitalist bankers such as Paul and Max Warburg, Jacob Schiff, and the Rothschild family. Who created feminism, the sexual perversion which teaches that women should liberate themselves by rejecting marriage, home, and children through lesbian sexual relationships? Jewesses like Gloria Steinem, Betty Friedan, Shulamith Firestone, Andrea Dworkin, Naomi Wolf, and Bella Abzug. What organizations actively promote the murder of millions of unborn white infants through abortion? The American Jewish Congress, the B'nai B'rith Women, the National Council of Jewish Women, the United Synagogues of America, the Women's League of Conservative Judaism, the Union of American Hebrew Congregations, the National Federation of Temple Sisters, the American Jewish Committee, and the North American Federation of Temple Youth have all come out in favor of the pro-choice agenda. Judaism is the one major American religious denomination which gives unqualified support to abortion, except for Orthodox Jewish rabbis who are adamantly opposed to abortion for Jews only. Who created the vile counterculture of the 1960s, which now dominates our universities, our government, and our airwaves? New Left Jews like Abby Hoffman, Jerry Rubin, Mark Rudd, Bernadine Dorn, Herbert and Bettina Apthecker, Allen Ginsberg, and Susan Sontag, who once described the white race as the cancer of history. In the U.S. Congress, who are the chief instigators of government violation of the Second Amendment right of all Americans to keep and to bear arms? Dianne Feinstein, Barbara Boxer, Charles Schumer, the loathsome Jew faggot Barney Frank, former Senators Howard Metzenbaum and Arlen Specter. These people took a solemn oath to uphold the United States Constitution when they assumed office, and yet they violate that oath without cavil every time they introduce, lobby, or vote for gun control legislation. Why the apparent casual willingness to violate their oaths of office? What is the basis for the Jews' universal and long-standing historical reputation for dishonesty and untrustworthiness? Every year, during the most solemn holy day on the Jewish calendar, the Kol Nidre, or All Vows Oath, is sung in Jewish synagogues. In fact, it is the liturgical high point of the annual Yom Kippur, or Day of Atonement Festival. With the following Kol Nidre oath, Jews ready themselves for another year among Gentiles. And it goes, and I quote in the translation from the Hebrew, "All vows, obligations, oaths, or anathemas, pledges of names which we have vowed, sworn, devoted, or bound ourselves to from this day of atonement until the next day of atonement, whose arrival we hope for in happiness, we repent aforehand of them all. They shall be deemed absolved, forgiven, annulled, void, and made to no effect. They shall not be binding, nor have any power. Vows shall not be reckoned vows. The obligations shall not be obligatory, nor the oaths considered as oaths." Okay, I apologize for this long and possibly boring quote that may have lost a few of you, but basically, the Jewish religion teaches them that it's all right to lie to Gentiles. It is all right to steal from Gentiles. It is all right to defile Gentiles. The Jews believe that they are God's chosen people and that everyone else on earth are what they call goyim. Soulless cattle. Now, these are the people to whom the control of our money has been entrusted since 1913 through the Federal Reserve. Beautiful. Whose influence thrust Great Britain into war with China to make the Far East safe for the opium trade, which was the original drug running back in the 19th century? The Jewish Sassoon family of bankers and drug dealers. Who were the slave traders who brought the blacks to America? Here's a partial list of the Jewish owners of slave ships back in the 18th and 19th centuries. Abraham Pereira Mendez, Aaron Lopez, Moses and Samuel Levy, Jacob Franks, Isaac Levy, Nathan Simpson, Justice Bosch, John Abrams, Henry Kruger, Jacob Phoenix, Mordecai and David Gomez, Nathan Marston, Abram Lyell, William DeWolf and James DeWolf, Jan de Sweets, John and Jacob Roosevelt. Basically, the Jews were behind the slave trade. Indeed, the slave trade was almost entirely a Jewish enterprise as far as the actual financing of it went. Black captives were sold into slavery by their own chiefs or rival tribes on the west coast of Africa. This business of white men running them down and kidnapping them from their peaceful African villages is nonsense. Yankee skippers and crews captained the slave ships on the dangerous Middle Passage, and they battled the tropical storms, the deadly diseases, the hostile tribesmen on the coast, and the ever-present danger of slave revolts on board, while the Jews who financed it all sat safe in Boston, Providence, Nassau, and Charleston and reaped the profits. Yet despite the role of the Jews in bringing the blacks to this country in chains, who financed and directed the so-called Civil Rights Revolution when it served their purposes later on? Jews like Jack Greenberg of the NAACP Legal Department, Marvin Rich of CORE, Herbert Aptheker of the Communist Party USA, Jewish symphonic conductor Leonard Bernstein, who held fundraising cocktail parties for the Black Panthers, and Rabbi Israel Mill of the Rabbinical Council of America's Civil Rights Task Force. Remember that stupid Mississippi Burning movie? Of the three so-called civil rights activists who were killed by Southern partisans in that incident in 1964, one was a black and two were Jews. Who writes the scripts of television shows which ridicule traditional moral values? Wait until the end of any Hollywood movie or television sitcom and watch the credits roll. Notice all the Goldbergs, Levines, this Stein, that Stein, Silvermans, Kagans, and other obviously Jewish names. We have to stop this malicious destruction of our culture and our nation. We must refuse to allow ourselves to be deceived, indoctrinated, and intimidated by an alien people. And make no mistake about it, the Jews are an alien people in our midst. Not only are they in our midst, they're occupants of all the seats of power in this nation. They own the news media and the entertainment industry. They control the Federal Reserve Bank and thereby enjoy a stranglehold on the economic health of our people. By means of high finance, they've gained control of corporate America. Using bribery, blackmail, and deceit, they've seized control of the U.S. government, along with the power of coercive force which goes along with it. The result has been the open butchery of white separatists like the Weaver family and non-approved religious dissidents such as the Branch Davidians in Waco, Texas. We in white America are living under an alien occupation. If we are to survive as a race, and if civilization is to be maintained on the North American continent, we must, like our forefathers, resist this tyranny with every means at our disposal. The Northwest Front is now in the formative stages of building such a resistance. You have the moral duty to support the Northwest Front in its efforts without cavil and without stint. Will you take upon yourself this duty, this burden of history? Do you have the right stuff?